Cinderella star Camila Cabello tells women to get loud and angry about abortion. By Warner Todd Houston on May 6, 2022. During Variety's Power of Women event, pop star Camila Cabello, star of Amazon's Cinderella, lamented that women are not being given a say on the Supreme Court's looming reversal of Roe v. Wade and urged women to get loud and angry about abortion. Cabello was being honored for her activist work at the event, and during her address, she blasted the U.S. Supreme Court over the leaked draft opinion that would overturn the landmark 1973 abortion case. "It's atrocious," Cabello exclaimed. "Obviously it's going to affect poor women the most, because women that have resources, even like me, will be able to handle things if they're needed. The idea of having one moment transform the course of a woman's life is tragic. And it's tragic that the people affected are not having a say." Watch below. Of course, Cabello is wrong about what the draft opinion says or what it would do. The draft in no way makes abortion illegal and, in fact, returns the issue to the states for voters there to decide what to do about the issue. The draft opinion would do just the opposite of what Cabello claimed. It would give women all the input they can muster in the sphere of their state's political process. On the other hand, today there is no say because Roe is imposed by judicial fiat. Cabello went on to urge women to get involved, just as the draft opinion allows. The actress told her audience that women should get involved, voting at the local level so that we have state and local legislators that are representing our interest is really important. Obviously, donating can make a difference. And also being loud and angry about it. The 25-year-old Cabello may be the latest queen of woke Hollywood, but in 2019 she was forced to apologize for her past racist, anti-black social media posts made when she was a teenager. "When I was younger, I used language that I'm deeply ashamed of and will regret forever. I was uneducated and ignorant, and once I became aware of the history and the weight and the true meaning behind this horrible and hurtful language, I was deeply embarrassed I ever used it," Cabello wrote in apology. "I apologize then and I apologize again now." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.